Good morning and good afternoon, good evening or good night. It's time for another podcast. I'm Coach Michelle, your walking coach and your health coach, here with another walking podcast. And today's podcast is all about the weight. That's right. If you have ankle weights, this is the podcast for you. We're going to be doing a 30-minute walking workout like we like to do around here, but we're doing it with ankle weights. Yes, ankle weights. We're going to add some strength training to this walking workout. So it's not about the speed in this workout. It's more about the strength. So go ahead, grab your ankle weights, get them on. And you would have seen from the title that this is an ankle weight workout. So if you clicked on it, that means you are ready to go for an ankle workout, an ankle weight workout. So hope everyone's feeling great. Hope everyone has comfortable shoes. And hope you are prepared for a great, exciting workout. I'm Coach Michelle. If you are new to the podcast, Coach Michelle, your walking coach. Around here, we do 30-minute walking workouts. We do guided walking workouts. I'm walking with you. So hope you're excited and ready to walk with me. I'm going to guide you through this workout. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to pace you. I'm going to give you a workout that's going to make you feel like you worked out. All right, let's get going because I know what you came for and we want to jump right into it. So let's get our pedometers ready, our watches ready, our apps ready, and we are going to start this 30-minute walking workout right now. Okay, so we've got 30 minutes and here we go. We're going to go ahead and warm up. First 5 minutes is a warm up. We're going to warm up the entire body. We're going to warm up our arms, our legs, our entire body, because this is a complete workout. So we want to make sure our entire body is ready to go for when we pick it up. And again, this workout is mainly going to be about strength. So don't focus as much on the speed. I still want you to walk, athletic walking versus pedestrian walking. If that's a new term for you, athletic walking is really when you're walking fast. You're walking as if you are in a race or in a competition versus pedestrian walking. That's just how we walk. That's how we walk ordinarily. So yes, we can say brisk. We can say fast, but we really want to give that complete distinction. We want to make it athletic walk because athletic walking is really all the magic happens. That's really where we burn those calories. That's where we build those muscles. That's where we get our fitness through walking. All right, and welcome, welcome again. As I said, I'm Coach Michelle, your walking coach. I'm here to walk with you. I enjoy walking. I think it's the best exercise anyone can do. It's something you already know how to do. So I'm hoping that you are going to be excited if you're new to walking, about walking, and I'm hoping you're going to make that your choice of a workout. How are we feeling? Hope everyone's hydrated. We are 1 minute, 48 seconds into this walking workout, and how does those weights feel? Remember, if you're new to weights, I recommend starting with a lighter weight and then gradually working your way up. The goal is really to build on what you already have. You never want to go too heavy if it's you're very new, because that'll affect your form and it just, you may hurt yourself. Safety is crucial whenever you're working out. Whenever you're dealing with weights, you really want to make sure that your techniques are correct, your form's correct, because you're adding an additional weight to your body. Therefore, if it isn't done in the right position or the right technique, you could injure that muscle. So make sure you start off with light weights. It could be 1 pound weights. Usually they come in a variety of weights. What I recommend is getting the weights that you can take the weight in and out of the ankle weight holder, I guess it's called. Typically you can find them where the weights are removable. So you can start off small. So you buy one. I think the ones I have are 6-pound weights, each 3 pounds on each leg. That's what I have currently, but I can make that 1, 2, or 3 pounds because it's removable. So I can start with 1 pound and then move over to 2 pounds once I get stronger, and then the 3 pounds. So it's a total of 6 pounds that I'm walking with on both legs, but each leg has 1 pound. Each leg has 3 pounds. Woo! Coach Michelle is starting pretty early with the jumbling of words, but I want you to know that we're walking in real time. I'm walking with you. I'm feeling what you're feeling. I'm pushing through with you. So make sure that your weights, if you do the removable, make sure that you don't have 1 pound on one leg and 2 pounds on the other. We want to evenly work the body out. We don't want one side of the body working harder than the other. We want to make it an even workout. All right, how is that going? Now make sure your form, you are walking heel first, toe follow. So when you step, heel first, toe follow. Make sure you're pulling that stomach in so that you have a straight, upright posture. Don't lean over. And I know as we move through this workout and you get tired, your body becomes fatigued, you're going to want to lean over, because our brain is an amazing thing. It's always going to find comfort for the body, and that's going to be the natural movement that you want to do. So I'm going to remind you, but I want you to think about it. Pay attention to your body. Pay attention that you're not leaning forward and getting relaxed, because that is not good for your back, and it's also not good for your workout. It will slow you down. So let's keep moving through. We are at 5 minutes. Look at that. 5 minute warm up, done, check. Now we're moving in to the actual workout. So again, not about the speed. So I want you to focus on the form, focus on making sure that you are staying at an athletic walk with the weights on. So let's keep going through this. Let's keep moving through this workout. Hope you are feeling great. Make sure you're breathing. Do not hold your breath. And really push through. Take those arms. Make sure they're at a comfortable angle, like sitting right at your waist. Not too high, not too low. Don't push them too much forward. Again, we want to keep the body in. We want to keep the body in line, in good alignment. So pushing them forward will also pull your body forward. So just relax them at your side, relax your shoulders, pull that stomach in, and keep moving. Use the power of the arm to really get you going. Power through with your arms. Don't be afraid to power through with your arms. Not too far forward. That's what I want you to pay attention to. Don't take the arms and push forward too far. Because that's really going to pull you forward. Pull that stomach in and let's go. Try to match the pace of your legs, your pace of your feet, your upper pack. Try to match that with the lower. So this way, we're getting that complete body workout. How does it feel? It should be a little difficult with the weights. And if you don't have weights, it's okay. I probably should have said this earlier, because I hope we didn't lose anyone who doesn't have weights. If you don't have weights, it's perfectly fine. Let's keep moving through this workout. This is all about walking. We're walking together. And if you don't have weights, that's okay. If you don't have weights, you may be able to go faster. Actually, I want you to go faster. That's how you're going to get the full benefit of this workout, without the weights, by going faster. That's how you're going to really get the heart rate up. Heart rate, it's important to get it up. We want health. Health first, always. You have great health, everything else will follow. Focus on health, and everything else will come after. All right, let's keep going. Let's keep moving through. We are now at 751, and believe me, I am feeling these weights. Just want you to know, I'm feeling these weights, guys. I am feeling the weights, but I don't want you to give up. Make sure, and now more than ever, you want to make sure that you are powering through. You are landing on that heel. You're pushing off on the heel. Push off on the heel. Make sure you're pushing off on the heel as you're walking. Push off on the heel so that you're getting the full effect of the weight, or the full benefit. That's the word. If you don't know, once this workout gets going, I start to say all kinds of jumbled words. So please forgive me. Again, real-time workout, real-time walking with you. So this is what happens. And that's exactly how I want it to be for you. I'm talking and I'm walking. I want you to focus on the walking, not the talking, so that you're focused on your breathing, so you're getting the most out of it. You don't have to worry about the jumbled words, because the truth is, if you are really giving your all to the workout, having a conversation should be difficult. If it's easy for you to have a conversation, I'm going to need you to go a little faster or a little harder. That means you're not challenging yourself. You're in that comfort zone. In the comfort zone, there is no healing. There's no, not healing, there is no growing. No growing, and we want growth. We want this workout to be about getting stronger, getting better, moving from where we are, going to another level. That's only going to happen when you are pushing yourself through the pain. Well, not the pain. No pain. You feel pain, I need you to stop. But the burn, where it feels uncomfortable, where you feel like, oh, this burn is really getting to me. That's the lactic acid. We want that. We don't want pain. Pain isn't good. Anytime you feel pain, I want you to stop, pay attention to the pain, and address the pain. It could be something else. So, please, there's none of that no pain, no gain around here. Pain is not good. Muscle tenderness, we understand. Burning, yes, but no pain. And stretching is crucial after workout. That will help with the muscle tenderness. So, please go ahead and make sure that you are paying attention to any pain you may be feeling. All right, we're going to keep this going. Keep this going. How does it feel? We are almost 10 minutes. 10 minutes through this workout. And that means we are a third of the way through the workout. How are you feeling? How does it feel? Oh, I have some ducks that are here with me today. And that's the beauty of being outdoors. With all these different sounds and feeling of life happening that you can use as means of just breathing that fullness of wellness and health and life and just God's beautiful creatures and all of the beautiful creations that He has. That's why, well, that's one of the reasons I recommend, if you can, when you can, get that walking done outdoors. Sometimes with weather, you can't, and I understand. And then for those days, the treadmill, if you have, it will be your best friend. But whenever you can, whenever you have the springtime weather, or whenever you are able to comfortably be outside, safely be outside, I recommend that you do that. It makes a difference, especially if you're struggling with motivation, or if you're not one that's into the same scenery or the same kind of workout. When you're walking, that can get to be a little mundane, just something that, you know, you can become bored. How about that? It can become boring. So you'll notice these podcasts, I have a variety of walking workouts, because I understand that. I understand that you can get bored just walking all the time. That's why I recommend changing that scenery, being outdoors, adding some weights, adding some speed, doing those HIIT walking workouts. So many different kinds of workouts you can do, to walking workouts, to keep it fun and different and new. Get away from the boredom, because our goal is really health. And if our goal is health, we find ways to stay healthy. We're going to be intentional about our health this year, next year, every year. Every day we are living, we're going to do all we can to take care of ourselves, because without taking care of ourselves, we can't care for others. We can't be our best. We can't be our best if we're not taking care of ourselves. And did I remind you, if you have not seen a healthcare practitioner, we need you to. It's important, before you start any workout, make sure that you check with your healthcare practitioner. You want to make sure the body is able to do what you're asking it to do. So always, please, check with your healthcare practitioner, and routinely make sure that you are getting your physicals, making sure that everything is moving through as it should. We just hit 1 mile. Woohoo! 1 mile down. 1 mile down, and we're at 14 minutes. That is amazing. That is fantastic. You guys are working it. You are working it. You are pacing with me. You just reached the mile, and we have weights on. So we are going fast with that 14 minutes. It feels a lot faster, guys. I gotta be honest, it's a lot harder, but that's what we want. We want this workout to be hard enough to challenge ourselves. Not too hard where we're not able to do it safely, but we don't want to be comfortable. We don't want to be whipping through with the weights. If you're whipping through with the weights, then add a little more weight. And if you're really struggling with it, finding it difficult to move, take some of the weights out. So it's all about challenge, but safe challenge. I know you've heard me say that quite a bit, and that's because I want you to always think about your safety. Sometimes we get caught up in the routine, the workout, whatever it is, and we forget about our safety. Especially for my older adult, you want to definitely be safe. You can do it. Your fitness will get you there. Like, your fitness will make you as strong as you want to be. However, safety, being unsafe, can ruin a workout very quickly. So please, go ahead, and if you need a sip right about now, it's a good time to take a sip. But let's keep going. Let's keep this workout going. How does it feel? Make sure you're breathing. And right now, remember we talked about that brain telling us it's time to get comfortable. So let's start leaning forward. No, no, no. We're not doing that. We're pulling that stomach in. We are going to make sure we are powering through right now. Right now is when we are going to really pick it up. Power through. Make sure that you are pushing off on the heel. Pushing off heel. Heel, toe. It's all about the heel and the toe. Well, not the heel and the toe, but that sounds good. My goal, my point is, I don't want you to start on the balls of your feet or be completely flat. I want it to kind of be a push off. Push off from the heel to the toe. And don't worry, those YouTube videos are coming soon. Those tutorials to get you walking that's coming soon. So that I'm going to show you those techniques that you hear on the podcast that may be a little challenging. Some people are visual learners and they need to see it. I'm a visual learner. So that's what I am working on for you. In the meantime, if you have not joined my Facebook group, it's called Walk With Me, Coach Michelle. I need you to go ahead and do that. We actually have a group, the Walk It Out Crew. Walk It Out Crew is over on Facebook. Walk It Out Crew is where I am going to put all of the techniques on. I'm going to add to those challenges. We've got challenges going on over there. So if you are walking and you need some inspiration, some motivation, I want you to join Walk It Out Crew. Walk It Out Crew to get all of the exciting. Oh, you know it's happening now, guys. This workout is rude. I'm feeling it. I hope you are feeling it too. But Walk It Out Crew. Walk It Out Crew is where we're going to make that our walking community, where we're going to exchange ideas about challenges, celebrate each other, cheer each other on. And again, you're going to find some videos there. I've got my Walk It Out Wednesday videos on, and every Wednesday, if you are, well, unfortunately, it's not every Wednesday, but Walk It Out Crew, you'll know when we're going to do a live walk with me. So I want you to go over there. That is the place to be. Walk It Out Crew, for all of your walking tips, for your walking community. How do you feel? We're almost at 20 minutes, which means almost two-thirds of the way through this workout. It's almost over. Before you know it, it will be over. Let's keep going though. I need you to keep on moving through this walking workout with those weights. I need you to breathe. Make sure you're breathing. And again, I know it's getting tempting. Let's pay attention to that posture, the form. Make sure that you are pulling the stomach in so that your back is straight, you're upright, you're not leaning forward. Those arms, do not pump them too far in front of you. Relax the shoulders. Keep the arms at the side. Come on. How does that weight feel on your legs? You are doing it. You are doing great. Let's keep going. You are doing amazing. You are doing great work. I am so proud of the commitment you've made. Let's give the commitment, because sometimes we give a lot of praise to the actual completion of the workout, and that should be given. However, the commitment sometimes is the most difficult part, to decide that I'm going to do this workout. I'm going to do this walking workout today. I'm going to get up today. I'm going to walk. I'm going to get the most out of this exercise today. Making that commitment, and making that commitment consistently, that deserves all the praise, because that is the most difficult part, I think. Once you get started, you get into your rhythm, it gets easier. As with anything, but the beginning is always the hardest, and it's the decision. If you're someone that isn't used to working out, just making that decision that I'm going to do this, the commitment to do it, I'm giving you all of the praises just for doing that. That's what I say. Just even if you didn't complete the walk, but if you get up and you give 100%, you made the choice to get up, to do it consistently, you'll get there. No doubt in my mind. So I just want you to know that the fact that you made the decision, that you're listening to this podcast, you're giving your 100% to your health, your physical health, and your mental health. Because we talk about walking not just helping us physically, but mentally as well. But the fact that you did that, I just want you to know I'm incredibly proud of you. You're doing amazing. I want you to just come back every time. Come back for the talk. Stay for the walk. Come back for the walk. Stay for the talk. Yeah, come back for the walk. Stay for the talk. We like that. Okay, how is it going? 22:58, which means, wait, that's 23:04. Look at that, just like that. less than 7 minutes to go in this walking workout with weights. Hope you guys, if you started with weights, you may feel like, oh, I need to lighten them. That's okay. You can start with the weights and remove them at this point if it's too difficult for you to move. But if you're still able to move, if you're still able to power through with me. Keep going with me. We're doing great. We are doing this together. I'm with you until the completion of this walking workout. So stay with me. Keep going. You got this. Make sure you're breathing. Make sure that you are breathing. And remember, pull the stomach in. Don't lean forward. We want to protect the back. And we want to get that form that's going to make the workout efficient. Keep our backs straight. Don't pump those arms too far forward. Relax them at your hips. Relax the shoulders as well. Move those arms forward and back, but relax the shoulders. We're almost there. Almost there, almost at the end. And again, join me. Walk It Out crew. Over on Facebook, the Facebook group. And if you don't have Facebook, that's okay. I need you to go ahead and check into my website. walkinwithme.com. I need you to go over there. There, you'll have some freebies. I'm getting some freebies together for you. There's already one there that you can tap into to get some inspiration, motivation. It's actually a beginner's walking guide. So I want you over there to get that beginner's walking guide so that you can have a map. It's a 30-day map. If you're a beginner, you're new to walking, or you want to make walking your fitness, you've made that choice. I like walking. Walking is my jam. Go over to my website. It's walkinwithme.com for the freebies. I'm getting started with your walking workout. All right, how does it feel? We're almost through. We're at 25:44, less than 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes, guys. And I know we've got those weights, so it's probably burning. It feels like you have 2 logs that you're having to pull around. That's okay. That's going to make us stronger. Now, imagine you remove the weights. You don't have the weights for the next workout. And think of how much stronger you'll be. Think of how much faster you'll be. So this is something I recommend doing, adding to your workout. One, it gives variety. It makes the workout new and fresh. 2, it helps you to get stronger. It gives you an opportunity to really build those muscles in your legs. And 3, I do want you to make sure that you are giving your body the best chance at growing by challenging yourself and by getting out of your comfort zone. Or like some like to say, getting uncomfortable. We must get uncomfortable in order to grow. Comfort, no growth in comfort. And you've often heard me say that. So with that, I want you to, those 3 things, I want you to go ahead and invest in the weights and consistently use them for your walking workout. So there you have it. 1, variety. 2, build those muscles. 3, get uncomfortable. All right, so we are almost there. 27:36, less than 3 minutes to go. We are at less than 3 minutes in this walking workout. How are you feeling? Hope you are feeling great, because you've just completed a 30-minute walking workout, or you're almost at the completion of a 30-minute walking workout with weights or without. It doesn't matter. You've almost completed a 30-minute walking workout. All right. There goes my app telling me I've just completed 2 miles. So if you are pacing with me, then you would have done the same. But I want to remind you, if you were not, please remember, our goals are specific to us. We're all unique individuals, so we have unique goals. This workout is usually a 2 mile because of the pace. So wherever you land, if you were given 100%, if you were given it your all, you are exactly where you should be. You should be proud. Be proud of whatever number you see. And you'll know. You'll know from your fitness level. You'll know from the feel. You'll know from the way you look. You'll know from all of the benefits that you got from this workout. So I don't want you to be discouraged if you hear Coach Michelle say, oh, we're just at 2 miles, and you're not, because everyone has their own unique goal. We have unique bodies. We have unique gifts. It's all about you. So I need you to keep the focus on you so that you will be the best you can be. All right, guys, we are almost at the end, 29:34. So we are at less than a minute to go. It's been a fantastic, fantastic workout with you. I am so, so happy you made that commitment to come out, strap on those weights or not, but you came out, you stayed, you pushed, you are awesome. I am so happy that you were walking with me, because I enjoy walking with you. Woohoo! We are at 30:05, so a little over, but you just completed a 30-minute walk-in workout. High fives all around. Congratulations on the work you've done. You should be extremely proud. And if you have time, I recommend listen to this podcast again. This is the point where you're going to go ahead, restart it. If you have an hour, maybe you want to make this an hour workout, I need you to go ahead, replay at this point, because everyone else that's here for the 30-minute walking workout will start cooling down right now. We just use weights. Woo! Need a breather there. We powered through with the weights. So we're just going to cool the body down. I want you to now focus on cooling down. You brought the body up. We're going to take the body down. Cool down. Walk. Now you get to stroll. If you came to walk with a friend, you can have those conversations now as you cool down for the next 10 minutes. However long you have, go ahead and cool it down. And then I want a good 10-minute stretch. Again, those videos are coming where Coach Michelle will go through stretching for you to give you some options for stretching, because I want you to make sure you're stretching that body. That's what's going to really help with those muscle soreness or the muscle soreness you feel. So go ahead and stretch the body out. How are you feeling? Make sure you take a sip. If you need to take a sip, now is the time. Now is the time you get to sip and relax. Think, reflect on the workout, reflect on how you felt and how you're going to show up again and again and again. I recommend doing the walk-in workout 5 times a week. Obviously, based on what your goals are, your unique goals, you may want to do it more or less if you, maybe it's challenging, but at least minimally 3 times. We do want to get that heart rate up. We want to get good heart health. And the recommendation is at least 2.5 hours of, I would say, moderate workout. So you do want to do 2.5. Well, I say moderate. They say moderate. So yes, it is 2.5 hours of moderate workout movement. And it could be anything. It could be dancing. It could be what we just did, athletic walking. Athletic walking is what I recommend. Really try to get that 2.5 hours in. Maybe you're not able to get 30 minutes in 5 days a week, but you can get an hour in 2 days and a half an hour another day. So you can mix and match as you like. But when we think about our heart, when we think about our health, we definitely want to do what we, our bodies need to be healthier. Obviously, if weight loss is your goal, you want to get more, you want to move more, and maybe you're brand new and you're got to get into it. That's fine too. Just be consistent, whatever it is you're doing. And once you're comfortable, I want you to go ahead, challenge yourself so that you can keep growing and you can keep seeing the progress of your hard work. So guys, remember, Walk With Me Crew, that is our Facebook group. That's the community I've started to do everything walking. Probably some health tips there as well, things just to help us be our best selves. If you are not on Facebook, that's okay. Go right over to my website, Walk In, and that's Walk In With Me.com. There you will have lots of information, nutrition, health. I am also a health coach, so you can even book me and we can work together. We can work together on being our best selves, our best selves mentally, physically, everything that we need to get to our place where we do our best. And I don't have any secret. It's all within you. My goal is to work with you, to support you, to help you find your strength, help you find your why so that you're able to get up, get out, and get the best out of everything. So thank you so much for showing up and showing out. I'm hoping you come back again and again and again and again. And always, please don't forget to keep walking.